Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to Ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Deb Calvert is here. Deb is a longtime Brain Trust member. 5 years now she's been hanging out with us. Executive sales coach, certified master of the Leadership Challenge, and she's one of the top experts in salesmanship and helping you put your best foot forward. Stop Selling and Start Leading is one of her books, and among others, and she's our good friend, Deb Calvert. Welcome back.
Thank you, Jim. It's a pleasure, as always, to be here with you.
It's great to have you back, Deb. So one of the things that I know you want to talk about is something that I've spent a lot of time realizing over the last few years, and that's one of the biggest enemies of small business success is the inability to address things when they happen in an effective way. When something pops up, we either wander off on that river called denial, we put it off, hope that it'll go away, or we give it a lick and a promise and we don't finish it, and it continues to haunt us even while new challenges pop up. Inaction, failing to take action, and failing to deal with something head on, I think is the stealth killer of small businesses. What do you think?
Ooh, I think you're right. And I think it's a natural human instinct, flight or fight. And you learn pretty quickly that as much as your business is your baby and you want to fight everything that seems to be attacking it in any way, mm-hmm. you know, you learn pretty quick that doesn't endear customers to you. And so without the fight, I think sometimes people freeze, which is equivalent to flight. They shut down. They take a little too long to figure out what they'll do instead of fighting. And it ends up being, or at least looking like, risk and conflict aversion. But taking no action creates problems all its own.
Can we break those two words down a little bit? I think that's a really important point. People who have a problem with conflict probably don't need to become small business owners, because there are a lot of things that happen between you and your customers, you and your employees, you and vendors, you and your bank, you and the government, that if you are averse to conflict, almost everything that happens to you is a conflict. And if you can't deal with that, if you aren't ready to take that on, you're not going to be happy if you wind up being successful as a small business owner. What do you think?
I think you're right, and I think sometimes people go into business for themselves because they think that's the way to be in control. They didn't like what was happening somewhere else with all that conflict.
That's funny. Control. Yeah, I'm still looking for that control myself as a small business owner.
Me too. 15
but
years
no,
in.
But that's a good point. And so folks, what we're getting at, these are not nuts and bolts, buy low, sell high type of things that we're talking about here. We're talking about the psyche, the personality, the approach that an owner has on a macro level about the company. And what happens, Deb, is if you put it off, if you don't deal with something, if you don't finish the job that you have in front of you, and you leave it to fester and to hang on to you, when the next challenge comes up that could take you down, now you have two problems that you haven't finished. And then in a week, there'll be three, and you didn't finish any of them. That's my big problem. What do you think?
Well,
I say that's my big problem. It's one of the things
that I
think we've got to fix. We've all have to fix. Go ahead.
Yeah. No, I mean, because you're just letting your own stress mount up. But there are also other people who are upset by the inaction.
Right.
And I don't know, Jim, in my experience, problems most of them don't go away. They don't get smaller.
No.
they grow over time if unaddressed.
No, and this is why, to me, there are two things here, Deb, and I want you to help us deal with this. I know that you've been working on this. Number one is not taking the action necessary to deal with something. And number two, when you do get into it, not finishing the job. Get it, put a bullet between his eyes, get rid of it, get it off your plate, wrap it up, and get it out of here. What do you think?
I think that's absolutely right. But the very first thing you have to do is put it in perspective. A lot of people have a tendency to catastrophize. They think about the worst possible thing that could happen if they take an action.
Right.
But they don't proportionately balance that with, okay, well, what's the best possible thing that could happen?
Let's talk about that some more when we come back after the break. Deb Calvert, ladies and gentlemen, is our guest. Discover questions you get you connected for professionals, for professional sellers. Also, stop selling and start leading. Quick break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.